We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. I'm talking about the grocery store checkout that suggests coupons based on what you're buying, the social media feed that seems to know exactly what will make you angry, the credit application that gets mysteriously denied. People experience these things daily, but have no framework for understanding what's happening or why.
Exactly, Alex. And that's by design. When systems are deliberately opaque, they create what I call understanding deserts. Spaces where people know something is affecting their lives but can't name it, can't question it, and certainly can't push back against it. I was just working with a community group where a woman described how her health insurance premium suddenly doubled after she'd searched online about a persistent cough. She had no idea that her digital behaviors were being tracked and fed into risk assessment algorithms.
This reminds me of when we first started teaching media literacy decades ago. People knew television was influencing them, but they didn't have the vocabulary or concepts to understand how. Now we're in the same place with AI, except the systems are far more personalized and invasive. At least with television, everyone saw the same commercial. With AI, everyone gets a different manipulation.
At our public libraries, we're seeing this daily. People come in confused about why they're seeing certain political ads, why their job applications keep getting rejected, why their teenage daughter's social media feed looks completely different from her friends. They know algorithms are involved, but they have this vague, almost magical understanding of what that means. One patron told me she thought the algorithm was like a little digital fortune teller that just knew things.
What's fascinating to me is how this varies by generation. Older adults who lived through the computer revolution often approach AI with more skepticism because they remember when computers did exactly what you told them to do. Younger generations who've grown up with recommendation systems see them as natural, almost like weather patterns, something that just happens to them rather than something designed to elicit specific behaviors.
As someone who's worked in UX for 20 years, I can tell you the obscurity is absolutely intentional. There's a whole playbook of what we call dark patterns, specifically designed to prevent understanding. Things like deliberate complexity, making systems so complicated that normal people can't follow what's happening. Or what we call false affordances, making it seem like you have control when you actually don't. Or my personal favorite, confusion marketing, using so much technical jargon that people just give up trying to understand.
Let's break this down by different areas of life where people encounter AI without understanding what's happening. Starting with media literacy. What are people missing when it comes to recognizing AI-generated content or understanding how their information diets are being shaped? The media literacy gap is massive. People need to understand three key things. First, that their feeds are personalized manipulation engines, not neutral windows to the world. Second, that AI can now generate incredibly convincing fake content, not just deepfakes, but fake news articles, fake reviews, fake social media profiles. And third, that engagement metrics drive everything. The systems are designed to show you what will keep you scrolling, not what's true or important.
And this isn't just about individual awareness, it's about collective understanding. When everyone's information environment is different, we lose the shared reality necessary for democracy. I was working with a family where the parents and their teenage daughter were getting completely different news about the same political events. They literally couldn't have a conversation about current events because their algorithmic bubbles had given them such different versions of reality.
At the library, we've started running workshops we call algorithmic self-defense, where we show people exactly how to investigate why they're seeing what they're seeing. We teach them to look for the why am I seeing this feature on social platforms, to understand basic recommender system mechanics, to recognize the patterns of engagement-driven content. The moment of realization is always powerful when someone understands that their outrage or joy is being deliberately manufactured for profit.
What about consumer literacy? People interact with AI systems every time they shop online, use food delivery apps, search for products.
This is where the deliberate obfuscation is most sophisticated. E-commerce platforms use what we call algorithmic price discrimination, showing different prices to different people based on their browsing history, location, even what device they're using. But they design the interface to make this invisible. The same product appears at different price points to different users, but the interface suggests it's due to limited time offers or special deals rather than personalized manipulation.
I've watched my grandchildren shop online, and they completely take for granted that the prices they see are the prices everyone sees. When I explained that the airline ticket I was looking at cost $200 more than what my neighbor saw, they didn't believe me at first. Then they were outraged. But the systems are designed to prevent that moment of realization from happening.
This is why we need to start with concepts rather than tools. Instead of teaching people about machine learning or neural networks, we should start with digital manipulation or personalized persuasion. The concepts come first. The technical understanding follows. When people grasp that they're being individually targeted and manipulated, the motivation to understand the mechanisms follows naturally.
Let's talk about civic literacy, understanding AI in government, voting systems, public services.
This might be the most dangerous gap. People don't realize how many government decisions are now algorithm-assisted or algorithm-driven, from welfare eligibility determinations to policing patterns to school funding allocations. And because these systems are often procured from private companies, they're shielded from public scrutiny by trade secret claims. Citizens are being governed by black boxes they can't see or understand.
I've been working with social studies teachers to develop materials about what we're calling algorithmic citizenship. Students need to understand that when they interact with government services, they're often interacting with AI systems making judgments about them. They need to know their rights to explanation, to challenge automated decisions. Right now, most people don't even know they have these rights.
And let's talk about voting. Not just about election security, but about how AI shapes the information environment that voters inhabit. The micro-targeted political ads, the bot networks amplifying certain messages, the algorithmic sorting that determines which candidates you even hear about. People think they're making informed choices, but their entire information ecosystem has been engineered.
Workplace literacy is another critical area. Automated management systems, hiring algorithms, productivity monitoring. Having worked in HR before retirement, I'm particularly concerned about hiring algorithms. People don't realize that their job applications are often screened out before a human ever sees them. Algorithms are making determinations about who's qualified based on patterns from past hiring, which often means replicating and amplifying existing biases, and applicants get generic rejection emails that give no hint that an algorithm made the initial cut.
The workplace surveillance algorithms are especially insidious because they're often marketed as productivity tools or workplace optimization. Employees know they're being monitored, but they don't understand how the algorithms are scoring them, what behaviors are being rewarded or penalized. I've seen systems that dock workers for taking too many bathroom breaks or for patterns of keyboard activity that the algorithm deems unproductive.
And workers have no meaningful consent here. It's like, agree to be monitored by systems you can't understand or lose your job. That's not consent, that's coercion. We need what I call meaningful transparency, not just technical documentation that nobody can read, but plain language explanations of what data is being collected, how it's being used to make decisions about people, and what recourse they have.
Health literacy is another area where understanding gaps can have serious consequences.
We're seeing more and more people coming to the library with printouts of AI-generated health advice they found online. They don't understand that these health chatbots have commercial relationships, that they're often designed to keep users engaged rather than provide accurate information, that they might be steering people towards certain products or services.
And within healthcare systems themselves, patients rarely understand when AI systems are involved in their diagnoses or treatment plans. A doctor might say, "Our system recommends this medication," without explaining that an algorithm analyzed thousands of similar cases to make that recommendation. Patients have a right to understand when they're being treated by patterns rather than individual clinical judgment. I'm especially concerned about AI in insurance determinations. People get denial letters full of impenetrable jargon, not understanding that an algorithm decided their claim was too risky or didn't fit the profit-maximizing pattern. And because they don't understand how the system works, they don't know how to effectively appeal. And financial literacy, credit scores, loan algorithms, investment platforms.
The financial industry has perfected what I call explanatory fiction. They give you a reason for a decision that sounds plausible but isn't the real reason. Your application was denied due to insufficient credit history when really it was because you visited certain websites or have friends with poor credit scores. The explanation satisfies regulatory requirements without revealing the actual algorithmic logic.
This is why critical thinking frameworks are so essential. People need to learn to ask specific questions. What data is being collected about me? How is it being used to make decisions that affect my life? Who benefits from these systems? What alternatives exist? Who's accountable when things go wrong? These are the fundamental questions of AI literacy.
So we've identified these literacy gaps across different domains. What makes bridging these gaps so difficult? Why isn't this understanding more widespread? Part of it is what I call conceptual overload. People hear terms like machine learning, neural networks, large language models, and their eyes glaze over. The terminology itself becomes a barrier. We need to start with analogies and metaphors that people can actually grasp.
There's also what I'd call responsibility diffusion. When something goes wrong with an AI system, everyone points fingers. The engineers blame the data, the company blames the users, the regulators say they're behind the curve. Meanwhile, the person affected by the bad decision has nowhere to turn for explanation or recourse.
From a design perspective, there's active resistance to clarity. Companies invest millions in making their systems engaging and addictive, but very little in making them understandable. Understanding would undermine the business models that depend on manipulation and data extraction. I've sat in meetings where product managers explicitly argued against making features more transparent because it would confuse users or reduce engagement.
There's also a generational confidence gap. Older adults often assume they're too technologically illiterate to understand these systems, while younger people assume they understand more than they actually do. I've seen teenagers who can effortlessly navigate 5 social media platforms but have no idea how the recommendation algorithms actually work.
And we can't ignore the power dynamics. Opaque systems are profitable systems. When people understand how they're being manipulated, they might resist or demand change. There are enormous economic incentives to maintain what I call strategic ignorance, keeping people just informed enough to use the systems, but not enough to question them.
So what would a practical framework for critical AI thinking look like? How do we move from identifying the problem to empowering people?
I've been developing what I call the 5 questions framework that people can apply to any AI system they encounter. First, what is this system doing? Not technically, but in human terms. Is it recommending, classifying, predicting, generating? Second, what data is it using? Where did that data come from? And what might be missing or biased? Third, who benefits? Follow the money. Whose interests does this system serve? Fourth, who might be harmed? Intentionally or unintentionally, who bears the costs? And fifth, what if I say no? What are my options for opting out and what are the consequences?
I love that framework because it's portable. People can apply it to their social media feed, their banking app, their workplace monitoring software, and it starts from their experience rather than requiring technical expertise.
At the library, we're building what we're calling AI literacy kits, simple hands-on activities that demonstrate basic AI concepts. For example, we have a game where people try to train a simple classifier to recognize different types of fruit, and they quickly learn about bias when all their training data is apples and the system can't recognize oranges. These concrete experiences make abstract concepts tangible.
From a design perspective, We need what I call friction for understanding, moments where systems are required to pause and explain what they're doing. Like when a recommendation system suggests something, it could say, "We're showing you this because people who watched what you watched also watched this," rather than just presenting it as a magical suggestion.
We also need intergenerational learning spaces. Older adults bring skepticism and life experience. Younger people bring digital fluency. When they learn together, they each fill the other's gaps. I've seen beautiful moments where grandparents and grandchildren work together to understand how a social media algorithm is manipulating both of them in different ways. What about the cultural and linguistic barriers to understanding? We mentioned articles in Spanish about AI ethics. How do we ensure AI literacy reaches across language and cultural contexts?
This is crucial. AI systems are often designed with Western, English-speaking, technologically saturated contexts in mind, but their impacts are global. We need culturally grounded analogies and examples. In some communities, we might talk about AI systems like village gossips who spread information quickly, but not always accurately. In others, we might use agricultural metaphors about planting data and harvesting predictions.
And we need materials in multiple languages that don't just translate technical terms, but actually translate concepts. The Spanish articles you mentioned, Ética de la IA Generativa en la Formación Legal Universitaria, that's addressing a very specific context of legal education. We need that kind of contextual specificity across all domains.
At our library, we've been partnering with cultural organizations to develop AI literacy materials that resonate with specific communities. For immigrant communities, we might frame AI understanding as part of navigating new systems of power. For low-income communities, we might focus on how algorithms affect access to resources and opportunities.
Let's talk about some of those aha moments when people suddenly understand something fundamental about how AI systems are affecting them.
I'll never forget working with a group of parents who finally understood how YouTube's recommendation algorithm was leading their children down rabbit holes of increasingly extreme content. We showed them the pattern, how starting with innocent videos about video games could lead to white nationalist content within 20 clicks. That moment of horrified recognition, that wasn't accidental, that was engineered, changed how they approached their children's screen time forever.
I had a similar moment with students analyzing their own Instagram feeds. When they mapped out why they were seeing certain posts, not just who they followed, but what they'd lingered on, what they'd commented on, what they'd searched for, they suddenly understood that their feed wasn't a passive reflection of their interests, but an active shaping of them. For older adults, the biggest aha often comes when they realize that AI systems are making assumptions about them based on their age. Like when healthcare apps assume they're not tech savvy, or financial apps steer them toward overly conservative investments. Understanding that they're being categorized and treated as a type rather than an individual is both unsettling and empowering.
My favorite moments are when people realize they can actually investigate these systems. Like when someone learns to use incognito mode to compare prices, or when they learn to look at the ad preferences that platforms have assigned to them. That shift from passive recipient to active investigator is transformative.
I see this all the time in workshops. There's this moment of anger when people realize they've been deliberately kept in the dark, followed by this incredible energy when they realize they can understand and even influence these systems. One woman told me, "I thought this was magic, but it's just math, and I can learn math."
So where do we go from here? What would meaningful AI literacy look like at scale?
We need what I call literacy ecosystems, not just individual workshops, but connected learning opportunities across schools, libraries, community centers, workplaces. People need multiple touch points and reinforcement, and it needs to be ongoing because the technology keeps evolving.
We need to integrate AI literacy across the curriculum, not as a separate subject, but as a critical thinking skill that applies to everything. English students can analyze AI-generated text. Social studies students can examine algorithmic governance. Art students can explore generative AI. science students can investigate bias in medical algorithms.
Public libraries are perfectly positioned to be AI literacy hubs because we're free, accessible, and trusted. We're developing train-the-trainer programs so library staff across the country can facilitate these conversations. And we're creating low-tech, accessible activities that don't require people to be digitally fluent to participate.
From the industry side, we need pressure for what I call dignity-centered design. Systems that respect users' right to understand what's happening to them. This means clear explanations, meaningful controls, and honest communication about how systems work and what their limitations are.
We also need intergenerational dialogue. Older adults have lived through multiple technological revolutions and understand that technologies aren't inevitable, they're choices. Younger people understand the contemporary digital landscape. When they learn from each other, both groups become more critically aware. As we wrap up, what's the most important thing people can do right now to improve their AI literacy?
Start with curiosity about your own experiences. When something seems oddly personalized or you get a surprising result, ask why. Talk to friends and family about the AI systems you're all encountering. Compare notes. You'll quickly notice patterns and start to understand the mechanisms behind them.
Practice what I call algorithmic skepticism, not cynicism, but healthy questioning. When a system recommends something, ask what it knows about you and why it thinks you'll like this. When you get an automated decision, ask what data it was based on and how you can appeal.
Visit your local library. We're building resources specifically for this moment. And don't be intimidated by the technical jargon. The core concepts are about power, manipulation, and human dignity, not Python code.
Look for the patterns of obscurity. When you encounter a system that seems deliberately confusing or that hides how it works, ask yourself what the designers don't want you to understand. That question alone will take you a long way toward AI literacy.
Have conversations across generations. Ask your grandchildren what they're seeing online. Tell your grandparents about the automated systems you encounter. These conversations surface assumptions and create shared understanding. It seems like the through line here is that AI literacy isn't about becoming a technical expert. It's about recovering agency. Understanding these systems enough to question them, to make informed choices, to demand transparency and accountability.
Exactly. And that agency is exactly what the current system tries to obscure. When people understand that AI systems are human creations serving human interests, not inevitable forces of nature, everything changes. They stop being passive subjects of technological change and start being active participants in shaping it.
I always tell my students that literacy is never just about reading words. It's about reading the world. AI literacy is about reading the digital world that's increasingly shaping our lives.
And like all literacies, it's not something you achieve once and forever. It's a practice, a way of moving through the world with curiosity and critical awareness.
The good news is that the same human intelligence that created these systems can also understand them, critique them, and imagine alternatives. We're not powerless in the face of technology. We're the source of its power.
I've seen enough technological revolutions to know that understanding always follows confusion. The question is how long it takes and who benefits from the confusion. With AI literacy, we're trying to shorten that timeline and ensure the benefits of understanding are widely shared. So the crisis of public understanding we started with isn't inevitable. It's the result of specific choices about how to design and deploy these systems. And the solution lies in reclaiming our right to understand what's happening in our lives, to move from confusion to clarity, from manipulation to agency.
That's exactly it. The most radical act in the age of AI might be simply insisting on understanding what these systems are doing and why. Not accepting the black box, not being satisfied with magical explanations, but demanding the human dignity of comprehension.
And that act of insistence, that's where AI literacy begins. Not with technical expertise, but with the simple, powerful question, wait, explain that without jargon.